power of family. Families are here to give love and be the people that love spending time around each other. Everyone in my family has always loved being around each other, but we can recognize when we need a break. When I go to summer camp, it is my break. I basically have a second family there. I'm there for 7 weeks, canoeing around the lakes and rivers of Northern Ontario, and when I see my family at the airport, nobody's eyes stay dry. It is always one of the highlights of my summer. This year, when I got back on August 9th, I'd grown half an inch and gained 5 pounds in the 45 days I had been gone. And I was way stronger than before. I was wearing a summer camp sweatshirt and a dark green baseball hat. I love camp, but during the last few days, I feel like a caged animal because I want to see my family so badly. When I finally saw their faces, I was so relieved. My sister and my mom were crying and my dad was on the verge of tears. My brother was showing as much affection as he could, which is not that much, but I could tell he was happy to see me. That was a truly special and happy moment. If I am not accepted or loved by anybody else, I thought to myself, these people will always be here for me. Family is always first, and it always comforts me to know that I will always have a place to go where I will be loved and these smiling faces will always be at least a phone call away. I can mess up over and over again, but my family will always be the ones to forgive me, forget, and support me throughout everything. Power of passion. I've always loved playing sports and being competitive. However, it's understanding and analyzing that is my passion. Ever since I was little, things like playing fantasy football and predicting winners of games was always one of my strong suits. I always love creating little activities for myself that involve sports analytics. I'm always the first to see and read the latest ESPN article or the latest Sports Illustrated issue. Ever since I won $35 in a March Madness bracket back in 6th grade, I have always loved thinking about and analyzing sports. The feeling I got from proving my opinion to be correct was one that I wanted to last. From then on, I knew I had found my passion. I could sit on the couch for hours writing my own sports articles or making my own sports rankings. I find it so entertaining and interesting. For me, there is never a dull moment in sports. I love watching sports, talk shows, and contemplating bold statements I see on social media, deciding whether I agree or whether to comment in outrage. The decision usually doesn't take very long. I almost smashed my phone the other day after seeing a post ranking the Red Sox as the fourth best team in the league, the day after they had won the World Series. The power of my passion helps me to be able to visualize a future for myself, where I work in a job that I enjoy because living my passion each and every day is my idea of a happy life. The power of hardship. People have hobbies, but when they are taken away, that's when someone truly learns who they are. I like to think of myself as a well-rounded person, but I've always loved sports. I've had many injuries which have taken sports away for short periods of time, and it has been hard for me to find other things. But most of these setbacks haven't been serious. Each time, I've been able to focus on school and other things more than usual. At the beginning of my summer after fourth grade, I started feeling a little bit of back pain. At first, I thought nothing of it. It took until October for me to realize its severity. I would come home crying because I couldn't walk without a searing pain in my lower back. I got an MRI and prepared for the worst. I can still remember the devastation I felt when the doctor told me that I had a double stress fracture in my lowest vertebrae. I still remember not being able to wear the back brace for more than 15 minutes because I couldn't breathe with it on. They wanted me to wear it for 4 months. No sports for 6 weeks was like an eternity for me as an energetic fifth grader. I began to find new hobbies. I discovered how much I loved listening to music, and I would sit on the couch hours listening to Eminem. I discovered a new passion for writing, and it soon became my favorite subject in school. The whole injury was a disaster, but I ended up learning a lot about myself, which has made me a better person and more well-rounded today. Without that injury, I wouldn't be as happy in school. It was definitely not a positive experience, but I'm glad I was able to come out of it with some positive takeaways. The power of place. Many people love things that others can't understand. I spend my summer paddling across massive lakes and doing hard work, and I love it. It's more than just paddling and working, though. It's a way of life away from civilization and technology. Everything I eat, everywhere I sleep, and everywhere I go is completely determined by my own work. I make my own food, pitch my own tent, and steer my own boat. It's all man-powered. This year we paddled around a serene Canadian lake for 40 days, until the day of paddling finally came. Paddling is a day where every section that has been out on trips the whole summer comes back to the base camp, where all of the cabins and platform tents are. It's a highlight of the summer for everyone. All the campers paddle in with fresh, clean clothes, and many parents are waiting at the dock. For many, this is the first time they've seen their parents in almost 6 weeks. The feeling of accomplishment on this day is incredible. After almost all of the sections paddling, there's just one left. Section A. A group of 17 and 18-year-olds who canoe all the way to Hudson Bay, a trip that matches the distance between New Orleans and New York, all in a canoe. As they paddled across the clear lake, everyone was dead silent. When they pulled up, the silence stayed. When they unloaded all of their food and clothes from the canvas canoes, the crowd of nearly 300 erupts and passionate hugs and tears ensue. It was a truly incredible moment. Keewaydin is a second home for me, a hiatus from civilization, full of satisfaction and hard work. Some may frown upon it, but for me, there is no place I would rather spend my summers. Passion. I've always loved playing sports and being competitive. However, it's understanding and analyzing that is my passion. Ever since I was little, things like playing fantasy football and predicting winners of games was always one of my strong suits. I always loved creating little activities for myself that involve sports analytics. I'm always the first to see and read the latest ESPN article or the latest Sports Illustrated issue. Ever since I won $35 in a March Madness bracket back in 6th grade, I have always loved thinking about and analyzing sports. The feeling I got from proving my opinion to be correct was one that I wanted to last. From then on, I knew I had found my passion. I could sit on the couch for hours writing my own sports articles or making my own sports rankings. I find it so entertaining and interesting. For me, there is never a dull moment in sports. I love watching sports, talk shows, and contemplating bold statements I see on social media, deciding whether I agree or whether to comment in outrage. The decision usually doesn't take very long. I almost smashed my phone the other day after seeing a post ranking the Red Sox as the fourth best team in the league, the day after they had won the World Series. The power of my passion helps me to be able to visualize a future for myself, where I work in a job that I enjoy, because living my passion each and every day is my idea of a happy life.